Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey guys.
What's up?
Hi.
Hello.
How are you guys?
Good. Do you want to introduce yourselves by name?
Sure.
By name, name only.
Number, model, make.
I'm Kieran.
Hi. I'm Joseph.
Hi.
Hi. That's how you introduce, right?
Yeah.
Hi. Say hi after.
We are joined in studio today with our dear friends, Joseph and Kieran.
And
Sophia.
I'm the regular.
And Zoe. Our other dear friends. Your dear friends.
Chips. 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 Potato chips. Chips.
I love the chips.
Chips.
This is an incredible flavor. We've had chips the entire time that we've been alive.
JustChips.com, the podcast, not the website.
Today we're going to talk about reality TV. In a lot of ways.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
And we're also going to dive into two chips, which we'll reveal right now, I think.
Really? Are the chips related to reality TV?
You know what, Joseph? The thing is that we can kind of make anything related to anything in this box.
Good, that's sort of our game.
So, yes, to answer your question.
Okay, good, perfect.
Yes.
So, I don't entirely remember, but I think that, Kieran, you mentioned these. I could be very mistaken.
I saw them through the bag when I was sitting over there already. Yeah,
okay.
I got pretty excited.
Okay, yeah. Sweet. So we've actually never tried these before. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you have, Joseph, but they're called Munchos, is the first chip.
Is it like an East Coast chip?
Yes.
I know it's prevalent on the East Coast, but I know that's from the East Coast. I think also people out West know about Munchos. It's not really a Toronto thing, that's for sure.
They look like this.
Oh, I've definitely had a Muncho.
That has never changed. Greasy. That bag ever changed?
Yeah.
This is like what I've heard is that this is the quintessential gas station stop chip.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah. And it's funny that they like absolutely look like chips, but they're actually not. They're potato crisps, and they're reconstituted chips.
Wait, you'll have to explain that to me.
Well, the makings of it is not a sliced potato. It's potato flakes smashed together
to
make a product.
There's no way, though, that like a bag of like Ruffles is a full piece of potato. That's got to be a mash as well.
Wow, I've never thought about that, and also never thought to look at a Ruffles bag for that.
Because it's weird, right? Because if the difference between a chip and a crisp is the mash, I feel like, with the exception of Miss Vicky's, I don't know if
Lay's.
Lay's, yes. I don't know of any real chips.
Wait. No, Ruffles are definitely a chip.
No way.
Yes.
Think about that. No real piece of potato melts in your mouth if you just suck on it.
Which what kind
I've
of Ruffles
done.
Eat?
Which I've never. No, but you know what I mean. Like Ruffles is like it's more of like a texture rather than like an actual chip.
Okay.
Oh, but I think that's the friedness of it.
Yeah, I think it's just because it's so heavily deep fried.
Yeah, I think it's like half oil, half potato.
You guys could totally be right.
Are you doing cut?
I don't ever consider that type of chip to be like I always thought it was a
truth or hair, you guys.
Yeah. But I think
the inside job.
Billy Corgan, is that you?
Oh, a second chip. Okay, I'll do the second chip.
Wait, I want to go just a bit more on Munchos.
Yeah.
I associate it with a very shameful feeling because like if you're on the road, especially like on tour, I feel like late night you'll stop and go to some shitty gas station in the middle of nowhere. And when that is the only option, like, I just have, it's associated with, like,
being
sad.
Nah, that's in there too. But just like drunk and desperate for like some sort of a starchy something.
Interesting. Yeah.
And Montjoy's has definitely been my go-to when I can't find my other better go-to.
Oh, so you've had these?
I have. Yes. Okay. Yes.
So we're the only ones who haven't had these.
Yeah, but what kind of gas station only has Munchos?
Bad ones? Like, ones where, like, they'll have, like, some really off-brand weird flavors of, like, normal chips.
Yeah, right.
And then Munchos.
Wow. Which you trust.
I don't think of Munchos in the same way.
How do you think about them?
I've just never seen them in that kind of gas station because I get really excited when I see them because I only saw them... I had them fairly consistently growing up, and then I feel like in general in... since I've moved to Toronto... don't really see Munchos.
And where did you grow up, Kieran?
St. John's.
I knew that. I just had to say it for our listeners.
That's really good of you.
Lots of Munchos in St. John's. Or it was. Maybe not anymore. Like, Munchos and Hawkins Cheesies are the two things that, like, for the most... even though now you see Hawkins Cheesies
everywhere.
A lot in Ontario.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And they're from Belleville.
Interesting that you should call Munchos shameful, Joseph, and that we're talking about reality TV, which is something else that people tend to be very ashamed about.
Oh, yes. And also, Link... also known as tenuous link,
yes.
Is that Munchos sort of brand themselves to look like a chip, but are actually a potato crisp.
Mm-hmm.
Reality versus reality.
Oh, right.
Are you saying
there shows are quotes being thrown up for the listeners just so everyone knows?
Just saying that if Munchos went into the confessional booth on a reality show, they'd be like, I'm not really a chip.
Or would they?
Or would they not?
Here's the thing, though. Munchos would never be given a rose. Let's if we're going to take reality television.
I would give Munchos a rose.
I would not.
I would give it the first impression, Rose.
Oh, yeah!
If you were to take Munchos, though, on a one-on-one date, I feel like we'd be like, you know, because of the bag, it's very attractive. But then you get on that date, and you'd open it and realize what's inside is Munchos. Just like a vapid mix of potato paste that's been reassembled into a chip.
Which is almost exactly the same as, all contestants on The Bachelor.
Exactly.
And Bachelorette.
Wait, what are you objecting to?
Oh, I'm just having a thought that your contempt for Munchos might be more related to, like, in the shininess of this bag, you actually see a reflection of your own shame.
Oh!
And maybe that's happened on some bad first dates with you.
I'm going to have to chew on that for a bit.
You've got
to
suck on it.
While you're
dissolves.
Chewing on that, let's chew on this. Leslie's Clover Chips... cheesier flavor.
Oh, God.
With a little label for export, which has been added post packaging. So these are actually Filipino chips that, interestingly, are like the exact same as Munchos, except their cheese flavor. But
really?
The weird thing is that I tried to do a little bit of research on this company, and it doesn't really seem like they have a cheesy flavor. So I don't know how it became cheesier.
I feel like it's like cheese-flavored dust that's been, like, hardened into a chip.
Oh, that's funny you should say that, Joseph, because also in my very little research on this company, not for lack of trying, it's just that there's not a lot available, at least in English.
The company is Leslie's?
Yeah, so it's from the Philippines. They have this, like, marketing spot, which is just a recurring thing, which is called... clover fingers, I think. So clover fingers is just a person who's been eating clover chips, and they just do this, and they have like dust on. They're basically doing like the loser L, but lifting it up, and there's dust on their pointer finger and their thumb, and that's just clover fingers.
That's the logo.
No, this is just like their,
what
like,
a clover showing off. Your
that's
clover
just
finger.
Like yeah, that's like their marketing thing.
I'm
clover finger
that.
Is like loser.
Yeah, it is. Just
maybe
exactly
something
like
lost in translation.
Perhaps.
Perhaps.
I think it's pretty good, though.
Yeah. I wanted to ask what your earliest memories of reality TV are.
Oh.
And I can give you some options if you want to get jostled.
Options,
no,
for
I,
your
options
memories?
For memories, yeah. To implant into your brain.
This is like an Inception-type episode. Yeah. I think it was Survivor, but like I think I basically took a break between the second season of Survivor and the last season of The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Nothing
so,
in between?
Nothing in between. I tried one of like the Bachelor franchise in between, and I couldn't do it. But I had a it's kind of shameful actually. I had a huge crush on her name was Elizabeth Hasselbeck, right? She became that
right, the host.
The host.
Yeah.
So I really
had Survivor?
Mm-hmm.
No. She was on Survivor, married a football player, I remember. That's what I knew about her at the time. And then after that became like a super conservative reality TV show host. She's on The View.
Which is when you developed the car.
Yeah, that's when I really. Anyway, that was my experience with reality TV. That's my only two experiences.
And did you watch it, like, solo? The Survivor, that is? The Survivor?
The Survivor?
The Survivor that is.
Yes, the Survivor that is.
Or with your family or with your sister?
With some
or...
buds.
Okay.
Yeah. With some buds, I think. And then maybe I also got a bit into Fear Factor.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
A couple of episodes.
Is that reality TV?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's sort of a blend, I think, between reality TV show
and
a game show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think it would fall more under game show, but that's right. My personal opinion.
Yeah. I mean, I remember the ostrich eggs. That's what I always remember about Fear Factor. Not
what?
That, even though maybe it's not even a reality show, but...
But what did they have to do?
Remember when they had to, like, crack open... Put in a giant jug, again, a jug, an ostrich egg.
And drink it.
Slurp it?
And drink it. And it was...
Fully slurp it.
Yeah.
Like, they're so big.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of eggs.
What
it was really hard to watch.
What was
just the texture of it.
It's so much yolk.
Yeah, a lot of yolk. Actually, Lori, my partner, and I, the other night, were watching Iron Chef Gauntlet, which is a really good show. and there was battle eggs on Iron Chef, and they used ostrich eggs, and... Like, we never watched Fear Factor together, but as soon as she was like, this one chef, Stephanie Azar, was like cracking the ostrich egg, we looked at each other and we were like, Fear Factor. Like, both had that memory.
One of the first reality TV shows I remember watching, which is pretty weird, but also I kind of am happy that I watched it, was TLC's The Baby Show, which just had graphic depictions of childbirth, like, full on.
Okay.
And I was like, 9.
Oh, TLC. At first I was like,
not
them. It's all their home childhood.
Were they wearing scrubs?
Oh, very good. Very good. But that's not reality TV. That's just
more
a
documentary.
Yeah, it's documentary.
But I would call that reality TV because it's more like documentary is more like educational.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is how people
separate the two.
Separate them. Whereas reality is more geared toward entertainment, and TLC, as we all know, is definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the learning channel, but it's definitely geared toward
entertainment. Yeah, isn't that what John and Kate Plus 8 was?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
But it changed over our lifetime.
It changed. Yeah.
over our lifetimes.
It sounds so dramatic. What about your first memory?
I was gonna say it was the Newlyweds, but was that pre Survivor?
Oh,
wait,
Nick and
Jessica.
Nick and Jessica. Oh, yeah, it was like 2003, I think.
Yeah, I think that might have been the first reality thing.
That
wow.
was the golden age for like trashy reality.
Yeah.
And that's air quotes too. Trashy reality TV.
I lied too. I also watched the Carter one in the middle.
Wait, what's the
Aaron Carter's house?
Oh, yeah.
Nick Carter's house.
House of Carter.
House of Carter.
Oh my
god.
I've watched so much reality TV.
It's good. They were bad.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like so
just
deeply
recorded. Right now.
Sorry, they were deeply unlikable though. Like there were so few redeeming qualities.
I know.
It was really wild.
It was a dark show.
Could you watch it though?
I did. How much do you believe in reality TV? Of like the reality, quote unquote, of it, and has it changed over the years? Has it become more like sensational, like The Bachelor? From
I think it's gone in both directions. And I believe in it based on what I'm watching. Like, The Bachelor, I think there's a lot of things being constructed as they go.
Absolutely,
I think, like, Nick Bao was, like, very... Like, him being, like, such a part of Bachelor Nation really influenced certain things about, like, how that show went. Like,
oh, yeah.
He was really...
Yeah.
You know, he was... I think he was playing...
Knew how to play the game?
Yeah.
He had 4 stints before being The Bachelor himself.
Which is so sad. Mm-hmm.
It is sad. Like, what is... Whole other subject, but like what reality stars become post reality show is like a whole different ball game.
So here's what's sad about the latest season of The Bachelorette to me.
Nick Viall or
no,
the one that's now
Bachelorette. So
Rachel Lindsay.
Rachel.
Yeah.
So I haven't watched it. I don't think I will. I don't know if I can do it. But
what?
Okay, no. Like I probably
this is a
will.
Conversation for off air. We can talk about this later. But
what I loved about Rachel on the last season of The Bachelor was that she was like maybe the only person on the whole show that was like seemed so substantial. Like she was funny. She was like vibrant. She had a great job. She was confident. Like she wasn't a total fucking maniac like the rest of the people.
And she didn't use all those stock phrases all the time like that everybody used. I mean, she probably did, but you know.
And then she was friends with all of the other women there. Like she seemed like such a positive force. And I was like, the fact that she went through that whole thing, which seems so vapid, and then that she was like, yes, this is what I want to do, and I want to be the next Bachelorette. And, like, the only place you can really go is Dancing with the Stars or being an Instagram celebrity.
Yes.
It just, like, it lowered...
But she was also on The Bachelor in the first place.
I know, that's true.
Like, I think you have to factor that in.
Yeah.
That is totally true.
She just walked in off the street and was like, oh, cool show. Like, maybe I'll be on it.
Maybe
like,
she did it for a LARF, though. Probably not, though.
She was in it for the right reasons still, I think.
Yeah. But doesn't it make you sad to know that, like, she's no longer going to be, like...
A lawyer
in Dallas with her family. Like, she's now going to be, like, enter into this world of, like, absolute stupidity. When I watch seasoned Bachelor Nation viewers, there's a certain calm, whereas I lose my mind watching those shows. Like, it just feels so embarrassing and so awful. Like, I look around, most people are kind of just like, this is par for the course.
Yeah, but you get, I mean, your embarrassment for other people's embarrassing situations is deep.
Yeah, it's true. Well, that's very true.
One thing I was going to say is that, so we, just so everyone knows, we've all watched at least one season of The Bachelor together, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. We watched Nick Viall's season together, the four of us.
When did it become Viall and not Viall?
Yeah. Is it Viall or Viall?
Oh, yeah. I actually always say Viall, but it is Viall.
Nick Viall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I like it. It's
I was like, did he like...
yeah, change it.
Is he hanging out in Paris now?
Viall.
Yeah.
Eiffel...
It's did you say iPhone?
Oh, sorry. Latour iPhone.
By my FabFitFun bucks on my iPhone. But I was gonna say that, like, I get really disturbed when watching reality TV alone, especially something like The Bachelor, which is so absurd. I mean, it's all pretty absurd, but because when I watch it alone, sometimes I find myself like getting to that like oatmeal brain stage where you're like, this is all normal. But then I feel like when I watch it with people, it just makes you feel like, oh no, this is crazy, and everybody's reacting to it, which is why I find it like healthier to watch it in groups.
Agreed. Interesting.
Mm.
I watched it alone
like
once
with Bag of Chips. It's kind of like a little less shameful if you got people.
Exactly. Just why we have made it our job to get people to eat chips with us on a weekly basis.
Is it only on Fridays you guys eat chips?
No.
Do you?
What is the darkest reality TV show you've ever seen?
Ugh.
Oh my god. This is perfect. I haven't seen it, but there's a new one coming out that is fucked up. This game is called Game 2 Winter. 30 contestants, 15 women, 15 men, get dropped in Siberia, and they have to fend for themselves for 9 months, and all they get is a knife. And by the way, you have to pay like the equivalent of like $230,000 Canadian.
To be
on the show.
What?
And part of the original rules for this game were like, this is like, there's no like safety waiver or anything like that. Like, they also don't have a camera crew. They've just installed cameras on like trees in the woods. And
so you can die.
So they say you can die, you can be raped, you can be murdered, like you might just starve, blah, 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 blah.
They don't intervene was like the whole premise.
But then people obviously were like, you can't, okay.
Is Winter 1, Winter Game 1?
No, there's none.
It just goes straight into Winter 2.
Game 2 Winter.
Fuck.
But after people got obviously really angry about that, and they were like, you can't do that, that's illegal. And they took out that rule. And
which one, though? The
all of it. That you can be murdered and raped and blah, blah, blah. And they just said that if anything like that happens, they are not going to step in. Which I guess it's essentially the same thing.
So you can be prosecuted, but they're not going to... Oh my god.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
That's like reality TV on another level.
That's wild. Yeah.
I was going to say fucking Rock of Love Bus. Way less bad than...
What was the one with this, like, where old celebrities, like washed up celebrities?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think Flavor Flav was on it. Or maybe that
Flavor
was
Flavor of Love?
No, even though that one was pretty sad too. But what was the other one with like?
Oh, was it where like fucking Corey Feldman?
Oh,
like
Celebrity Rehab.
Oh, those are really dark.
Yeah, they're so dark because I think there's been a number of cases where people just die afterwards.
Yeah.
Oh no! Look, it's like the last stop before.
Yeah, they just like don't do anything. It's just like sensation in the show with like Dr. Drew, who's not even a doctor. I hate Dr. Drew.
He is a doctor, I think.
I don't think he's a real doctor.
Yeah.
Whatever, I hate him.
I hate him too, but I mean, yeah, I talk to him.
And he just loves being a little fame suck. Yeah. And then he's the host of the show and doesn't do anything for these.
Oh, it's his show? Celebrity Rehab?
Yeah, with Dr. Drew. Okay. Yeah, I think it's the full title, Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew.
Okay. Guys, on this very dark note, we're scheduled to make a phone call right now with our friend Ellie, who, should we say anything about her?
Yeah, yeah. Well, a little bit about Ellie is that she's worked in reality TV, and the show she specifically worked on was Jersey Shore.
Whoa. Yeah. That's one. I didn't really watch it that much.
But I also watched a bit of that. I've watched way more than I said.
Yeah. I took a really long hiatus. Yeah. It's really healthy for me and my life.
No, I definitely watch way more.
I'm going to talk to you guys after about the whole thing where the chips don't get eaten until so far into the podcast.
It's really tantalizing. Yeah.
A little torture never hurt anyone.
Winter too.
Ellie!
Hi!
Hi!
Good.
How are you?
Good. We're in studio with Joseph and Kieran.
Hi, Ellie.
Hi.
Fun.
Hi.
Ellie, we're talking about reality TV.
Amazing.
Ellie, I have a question for you. You worked for Jersey Shore a couple years ago. Did you have to sign any kind of, like, non-disclosure? Is there anything you're, like, not allowed to say?
I actually don't remember, but I know it was an unpaid internship and that there was a class action lawsuit about the fact that it was an unpaid internship.
So you're good.
And so I'm pretty sure I'm good to go.
Awesome.
What did your job entail when you were working for Jersey Shore?
Well, as an intern, I was the intern for the executive vice president of programming for MTV, series development, and she was actually the creator of Real World, and that's where she got her start. And so when I was there for about 6 months, I did everything from literally getting her launch to editing pilots of new MTV shows. But for Jersey Shore, I did, like, as you know, for reality TV, they film literally 24 hours a day. And so what we would have to do would get the tapes from...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Production company, and we would have to cross-reference what they thought were the dramatic moments. So I would sit through, like, pure footage of them sleeping and confirm that, yes, at minute 121, yes, Ronnie wakes up and goes to the washroom.
And that was definitely the most dramatic point of the episode, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so the trick, which is pretty obvious at this point to reality TV, is that it's all editing. And so I would also get to sit in on meetings where the producers would come to the executives at MTV and show, like, two different cuts, like A-B testing styles. You know, do you want a jump cut when Ronnie punches someone here, or do you want the cut here? You know, so that's how they basically script it, is just by having all of those options.
Wow.
And then I got to learn about really cool things like a Franken bit, which is where a Franken bit is the name for what happens when you use someone's voice from another clip and overlay it with someone else's face. So, you would use Zoe's voice, but the camera would just be on Sophia's face, and so that's how you get to make things that don't actually happen.
They always do that.
Yeah, I feel like you can always tell when there's a Franken bit.
You can always tell.
Oh yeah.
Do the people in the show sign something that says, like?
Yes. They sign over all of their image rights, and so they're totally allowed to do all of that instruction.
Well, Kieran's like, no. What, you idiot?
No. I was like, I knew it. I mean,
that's what's happened to the Real Housewives of Toronto, right? Like, what's that girl's name? The one who
Kara, or whatever.
Evil, yeah, Kara.
Yeah. she has just stopped tweeting, she stopped participating, and she's trying to get out of it. But the life in Canada has just been like, no, you gave us editing control, you gave us image rights, and she's trying to get out of it.
And isn't it like the contract for the Real Housewives like 5 years or something?
Yeah.
Whoa.
You know, she's stuck there for 5 years?
Potentially. Unless they amicably part or something.
But she can't get paid, and there's going to be, like, she might have to pay damages. And that's why reality TV is all about the law. Because it's just, like, such a fascinating little agreement that people make.
Also, side note, Ellie is a law student.
Wait, Ellie, I have more questions. How aware were the people on the Jersey Shore about, like, what they were going to become post-show? Like, were they all talking about, like, I'm going to be... Really,
eh? Very good question. Yeah, because, so here's the thing. It's, like, it's all about, you know, just how self-aware you are. And so, the spectrum is Jenny, JWoww, totally got it. JWoww, from day one, was like, yep, I'm going to make this into a brand. I'm going to be polite to everyone at MTV. This is a character. I'm Jenny. That's JWoww.
Whoa.
Got it. The situation had no idea. He had no idea that he was being made fun of. He thought he was like the next Justin Timberlake.
Oh.
He had no idea that he was the like
butt of every joke.
You know, the joke. Yeah, exactly.
God. That's so depressing.
And it was actually when I was there in season three, Jersey Shore was the most watched show for 18 to 30-year-olds in America.
What?
And
so dark.
But I don't think they got to monetize it the way where if you had the most watched show right now.
Right.
True.
Well, you know.
Didn't Snooki have some products?
She has like a brand. I think JWoww does too.
And they all do. Like and I actually, back to your question of who figured it out the best, I think Pauly D figured it out really well because he realized that like he wanted to be a DJ before he even went on the show. And then like look at him now. He has a residency in Vegas and is just killing it.
Yeah, he makes a lot of money.
Okay, I didn't know that.
He also goes on, like, reality shows still, which is cool.
But it's also... What were you going to say, Zoe?
Well, I was just going to ask who your favorite reality TV character is of all time.
Of all time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Part of me goes to Ozzy Osbourne. Because I think the best thing about him is just, like, he's not there. I just remember watching the Osbournes and, like, not being able to tell if he was awake or asleep.
Totally.
You know?
Two last questions for you, Ellie. Cool. What's your favorite snack while watching a reality show?
Well, I actually was thinking about this when you guys were like, we'd like to be on the podcast, which is that I'm 27 years old, and in the past 2 months, I've started eating salt and vinegar chips. Never before in my life.
Whoa.
And I am now, I'm really repenting all of the years I've lost.
Wow, with those chips?
Don't they cut your mouth, though, like, and make it all bleedy?
Yeah, I feel like I have a lifetime of building up my resistance towards salt and vinegar chips.
Right.
Okay, that's a good answer. And finally, do you have a chip-related question for us to answer this episode?
Oh, yeah, I actually do. Okay, so last night I was at the new Playa Cantina, you know, that chain of taco joints in Toronto?
Yes.
No.
Mm. Anyway, so they go and serve me chips and guacamole. And I kid you not, the triangle of this chip is, like, smaller than my thumb. And what gives with small tortilla chips?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Like,
that's a great question.
Is it sort of
especially when it's designed to pick up. It's designed to pick up stuff.
It's a vessel.
Is there ever a context? Here's the question. Is there ever a context where you want a small tortilla chip?
Mm. Wow.
Good.
Great question.
Small.
Okay, well,
we're gonna digest.
I can think of one.
Oh, what is it?
You can't reveal it, Telly.
No, we have to.
Okay.
Oh. The format. We
okay, sorry. Sorry. Bye.
Oh, we talk about
you're
it
a
after.
Disruptor.
I do what I want.
Wow.
Okay, Ellie, they're coming for you.
They're after Joseph for disrupting.
Yeah.
Ellie, thank you so much for your question and for your insight into reality TV, which
has been very
elucidating for
Thanks
us.
For making me remember Ozzy Osbourne on that show. He was good.
I will defend reality TV to my grave.
Good talk to you soon.
Bye.
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 I think my reaction was a bit severe. Yeah, too. I'm very sorry.
I didn't realize that we had to wait. I mean, no, no, okay.
We also
that before.
Didn't tell you anything.
No.
So.
Also, there's no rules here. let's open these chips and think about Ellie's questions.
Well, sure. And also, yeah, really while we're opening them, please, I'm sorry for disrupting you earlier. Tell me your answer to that question.
The one situation where it could be good is if you ever had a tortilla soup.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, you just answered. You just nailed it.
But other than that, it's a useless thing, I think.
Yeah. Or mm-hmm. dollhouse nachos.
What's that?
Just very
tiny kitchen
nachos.
Tiny kitchen nachos also.
Good.
I actually follow this account on Instagram, which is like Tiny Kitchen. I recommend everyone follow it. But anyway, it's just like miniature food being made, but it's like real food. And it's truly inspiring.
I will say their recent Pad Thai video is not good.
Okay, I haven't watched that one, but Key Lime Pie.
Very good.
Yeah.
They just make really tiny things.
Yes. Yeah. I have to show it to you when we're done. It's actually so cool.
It's insane.
And it's real foods.
Yes, yeah. It's real foods. Yeah, yeah. And they cook it on a miniature stove.
That's
with a little
insane.
Tea light
yeah.
to warm it.
That is
it's amazing.
Totally insane.
So I'm thinking tiny kitchen nachos. That's what they would be good for.
Yeah. Okay.
Wild.
Let's open these chips.
Do you guys want to do the honors?
Open it and give it a whiff. You're opening.
Yeah,
they're opening the
munchies. Yeah.
So
okay,
usually what
this?
We
yeah.
do
and
is
talk
we
about
open,
talk
smell,
about the smell,
and then we'll chip cheers. And we can
okay, cool. It's so familiar. I mean, it's hard to separate all of the nostalgia that comes rushing back from, you know, I smell.
Good memories?
Yeah, I smell like oil, like corn oil or whatever.
I wish that I could describe the look on your face when you just smelled those, and the only thing that came to mind was pleasure with attitude. Like,
you're
like,
PWA.
That sounds like a cologne.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Those munches, though, they do have that reconstituted potato snack.
They smell like Pringles.
Yeah, they smell like Pringles.
There's so much oil.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cheers.
That's very good.
Wow.
Wow.
Not that greasy.
No, it's good.
These are so much better than Pringles because of the salt content.
Yeah. Way better salt and way better flavor too. It still has that cardboard flavor, but in a good way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They taste less salty than they used to.
Okay, really? Guys,
believe it or not.
Wow.
Okay, we're all gonna place a bet, or maybe it's subjective. Who knows? But on a scale of 1 to 10, how chemically do you think clover cheesier for export chips are?
Mm. 10 being
Eight.
The most
chemically.
8 out of 10.
I'm going to give it a solid 7.
I don't know. Yeah, I'd say...
Documentary
you might
tips?
Say scripted
I'm
drama.
I'm going to go with 8 as well.
Also, what's it, do you think the chips are going to be this size if they look on the bag?
I think they're going to be thick, yeah.
Give it
I think they're really tiny. I think they're cornflake sized.
What?
They might be the mini chips Ellie was talking about.
You're right.
They're tiny?
Well, because, no, they're medium.
Whiff?
Cheesier?
Oh my god.
Smells cheesier?
Oh,
no!
Oh, not even tasting it, and you say 9 out of 10.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, there's
no.
a real,
oh
like, kind of... There's some... like, tastes like
oh
a piece of, like, plastic IKEA furniture, or smells like a piece of, like...
That tastes like something you'd get from inside of, like, a vending machine that has, like, a claw, like a toy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it just smells like the plastic of the toy.
I'll say I'm excited.
And chip cheers.
Oops. Oh, okay. I missed my mouth.
Wow. I can definitely see how the clover finger happens.
We're going for the muncho.
So smooth.
I can see how the clover finger happens, this thing, because I already am covered in dust.
Also, is that something you
want to...
Cheers. Hype up. Cheers.
I did
stacked.
Double.
Wow.
That is the weirdest chip I've ever had.
Mm. Wow.
I could get addicted to that.
Me too. Absolutely.
Such a particular texture.
It's cardboard.
It's
it tastes like noodles,
soft.
A bit.
But it's like somehow moist.
Yeah.
It tastes like noodles that have been cooked and then left out.
Yeah.
Also dust.
Yeah, this is like dry macaroni.
Yeah. That's good. It's
something
but they're,
alluring.
They're
about
a little
it.
Bit, the texture and size is very addicting.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. That's like Kraft Dinner color cheese.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
It's like bright orange.
I thought what Ellie was going to ask is, like, what gives? Can a small chip ever be good?
Oh.
And I did have an answer to that, but not to the tortilla question.
Answer it.
Yeah.
Hickory sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Hickory sticks are so good.
Also, Ringolos out there.
I was going to say Ringolos.
Mm-hmm. Ringolos, yeah.
Oh.
Which are, like...
And popcorn, Joseph.
Yeah.
Joseph, take that one.
Popcorn
yeah.
a chip, though? You guys,
I was going to say popcorn is
I mean,
a
popcorn
chip.
Is a chip to me, in a way.
It is,
you know?
Okay.
As disgusting as these are, I really really like
them. They're very good. Yeah. Wait, but also Munchos, the salt content is like just exhilarating.
I love it. So you guys are both musicians, which we didn't mention at the beginning.
This is true.
Of this
true.
Episode. Would you guys ever consider scoring a reality TV show?
No. Well,
reality TV show?
I would.
Yeah? And which one?
Or what genre?
Okay. So, we gotta establish what the guidelines are here, because are you saying, like, would our band ever consider it? Or would, like, if someone was like, I'll pay you $40,000 to write shitty music for a show?
I'm gonna say it would be something that you would have to have your name attached to.
Yeah, would Diana score a reality TV show?
I would do it. I think if they gave us like carte blanche and said you guys can do whatever you want,
sure.
I think it would be so insane.
You'd have to, yeah.
Yeah, it would be very wild. But like, I've heard that scoring reality TV shows is an absolute nightmare.
Yeah. Why? There's just so many repetitive cues and stuff.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the music. If you listen to the music in The Bachelor,
right, right. Like, but also, it's like such a guiding force in the show to like manipulate a scene. You 100%. Have so much control.
100%.
Yeah,
you can make someone look so stupid or.
Or nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, if the question is, would we perform on a one-on-one date?
Yes.
Like, got on stage and like danced?
Yes. Would you?
Yeah, of course.
Yes?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Oh, my God.
Those scenes are the most uncomfortable, but like to be part of one of them, it's magic.
Those extremely HD cameras just picking up everything. Huh. I love it.
Where do they find the bands?
I think it's career suicide. I think if you make it onto an episode of The Bachelor, even the bands that are established with the Backstreet Boys, it represents a low in their career.
Oh, yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's like going on Dancing with the Stars. It's like.
Because
so
of that. Okay. Say tomorrow, the producers of The Bachelor say to you, there's no vetting process. You can go onto the show as a contestant. You can just be yourself and, like, just do it. Because I'm sure, like, somebody who is skeptical would be totally vetted ahead of time. Would you go just for the experience?
Ugh, I've thought about this a lot.
Ugh, me too.
And no.
Me neither.
I don't think so. I think I'd rather be a fly on the wall.
Yeah.
I also don't want to be involved with the production because I feel like it'd be really creepy.
Mm-hmm.
No offense.
It just wouldn't be a good thing.
Offense taken.
You would get to go to these, like, wild locations, but they just keep you like on the verge of
mental breakdown
at all times by keeping you jet lagged, incredibly tired
and drunk
all the time. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I mean, you're just non-human when you're on those shows. Like, I don't think that any advantages that you could get from it would be worth the turmoil.
It would more just be like to have experienced it in your life.
Yeah.
Like almost like a dare.
I know, someone that I met recently.
Like doing a dare. But it's like a very stretched out.
Yeah, a terrible dare. A
horrible dare.
Depending on how far you make it.
Someone that I met recently, his sister, worked as a body double on Survivor. And
a body double on Survivor?
That would be the gig to get. Because essentially she gets flown to like Aruba or wherever. It's like filming somewhere in Fiji. I think she's living in Fiji right now. And, you know the challenges that they set up? Like, on a beach or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
They have to film those, obviously, like, in front of the people, like, on the ground to get the footage. And then they also they get these aerial shots using drones or helicopters or whatever. Mm-hmm. But when they film that, they can't have the camera crew on the ground filming as well, because that would ruin the illusion, I guess. They just don't want the behind-the-scenes production visible.
Yeah.
So what they do is they have the contestants do all the challenges and film them on the ground, and then they clear it all out and get the body doubles in, and they have them recreate every move that the contestants did, but while they're being filmed from above.
That's insane.
So she gets paid to go live in Fiji for, like, 3 months, and just films these challenges. Just is basically like doing these challenges, but it's acting, not really, because it's from thousands of or hundreds of feet above. And and then that's just her job, and she gets paid like room and board, obviously too.
Wow,
that's how I would want to be on a reality show.
That's a good way to do it.
Mm-hmm. I have
a loophole.
Yeah, if you guys were edited into some kind of reality show, like, what do you think they would make like your personality or like your character?
Oh, that could go so many ways.
Yeah, but like,
oh,
God.
You could be like the sporty one, like the moody one, like
okay, I'm not
like the acoustic one. Guitar playing guy who's always doing love songs. Like
wait, okay. Is this like what do we think it would be based on the way we actually are? Mm-hmm. What is our dream version?
No,
of
no,
what
no,
you actually are.
No,
what you actually are.
Yeah, mm. Like an exaggerated characteristic.
Guy
characteristic
who gets voted only. Off instantly. I would. Oh, there was that show about reality.
Unreal.
Is it good?
Okay, so also looked into it.
Okay.
Actually, haven't watched it at all. But the person who created the show is an ex-Bachelor producer, and she mm-hmm. did this like whole big article about revealing the secrets about how they create the show. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I think she did it for like 2 years or something. And at the end, she was like, I was on the verge of like killing myself. I don't know how dramatic she was when she was saying that,
whoa.
Or she was just like,
that's intense.
The career was like just killing me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But she said it's like. She was the producer in the limousine when the women or the men are leaving the show.
Mm.
And it's, like, her job, or she will be fired, to get them to cry in their exit scene.
No.
Yes.
Come
and
on.
And they're, like, they don't stop the limo,
just keep it going round and round.
Until they get a cry out of the person.
No.
And she kept lemons and jalapenos in her pockets so that she would be crying, so that she would, like, elicit a response from them.
How do lemons and jalapenos make?
Because she would put them
put
by,
it
like,
on her,
put it in her
eyes. On herself, sorry, on herself,
okay.
Not for the person. She'd
wow.
be like, I'm so sorry. Like, I really thought he was going to choose you. Like, he really loved you. And, like, I thought you were going to win. I shouldn't have said it. And then eventually.
Wow.
That's so fun.
I mean, but yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You feel so bad about yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
sure,
yeah.
Yeah.
And then she made a show about the behind the scenes.
Wow.
Get it to Joe Schmo.
Okay.
Then we gotta choose a winner.
Yeah,
but first, could you answer it, or is there no answer? For
Joseph
Kieran?
Was the guy who gets eliminated really fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you?
I mean, I would also be that guy.
But like, maybe you're like, you know, there's like the kooky title, like the dolphin trainer. Like, do you think you'd be
like
a dolphin
her.
Trailer?
She's good.
I mean, trailer trainer.
Do you think a dolphin trainer developed that persona in advance of the show to be that insane on the show?
I think
no.
she. I think she probably has a really boring job and just didn't want to be like.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. She
plus,
was.
They can pluck anything.
She was there to party
from your pre-interviews to that you don't say what your career is.
Yeah.
They choose it.
What?
And that's why
yeah,
they
yeah.
give you like professional pig wrangler when you're like an
like,
accountant.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because they just think it's funkier.
Wow.
And again, you're drunk when you fill those things out.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Kieran, so I think your character would be. Taller guy who gets kicked off right away.
Yeah. Taller guy without glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
No, let's get real.
Let's look going.
And decide out of the Munchos and the Clover Chips cheesier for export.
Mm-hmm.
Leslie's brand.
Should
we, on the count of three, call it?
Yeah,
I'm afraid because I don't think I'm on the same page as
you're just gonna have to assimilate.
Half the room.
Mm.
We'll see.
I mean, we'll all say it at the same time.
So
three,
two,
one.
Munchos.
What were you?
Clover.
And you were
Munchos.
Oh,
we
three
were all
Munchos,
except for Joseph.
Oh, I thought you were gonna be Clover also.
God, Munchos to the grave.
Here's the thing. This is gonna be a hung
so
jury. I'm not gonna vote for Munchos.
Okay, but you know what? It doesn't matter, Joseph, because
majority
the
rules?
Tribe has spoken.
Oh.
This is a Sumo Audio production.
We are your hosts and producers,
Zoe Robertson,
Sophia Lepage. Our guests today were
Joseph Shabison
and Kieran Adams.
Our theme song is by
Fez Geelan.
Oh, nice.
Sweet.
Oh, and our audio engineer
oh,
is Deanna.
Yay! Yeah, dude, that was fun.
Thanks
guys.
For doing that, guys.
Also, tight chip choice.
You guys, Clover.
I had no idea how these were going to pan out.
I'm really glad we all went to Munchos.
I thought it was going to be just me.
I too.
I
thought
yeah.
it was going to be us two Munchos and two Clover. But
I mean, I like the Clover more than I thought, but...
I thought you were swayed by that one, like...
Oh, my...
No.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com.
Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.